Good morning. I do greet you this morning in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. It's a blessing to be here again today, to be with the children of God. What a better place to be than this, so, for sure. But this morning, if we could look into the book of Philemon a little bit, small little book in the New Testament right before the book of Hebrews. It's a very, interesting book. But begin reading in verse number one. We'll read the whole book this morning. Verse 1, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Aphila and Archippus, our fellow servant, a soldier, and the church in thy house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may be effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother, beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put thou on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Can we bow for prayer? Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we do come to you this morning seeking Thy grace and thy spirit, Lord, that thy word may be here, that thy truth can come forth, Lord. Lord, you know my quiverings and my shakings, Lord. Just be with thy word and thy testimony, Lord, that it can come forth, that thy name can be glorified and thy kingdom can be furthered. And we just want to give thee all the honor and glory and just pray that thy spirit be present, be felt, Lord. We just want to thank thee and praise thee and pray your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, for years I read this book, not really understanding what it was, the meaning behind it, or who Onesimus was, and what his picture in this book was to Philemon, and come to understand, as much most of you probably know, that Philemon was a master of Onesimus. Onesimus was a servant that served him. The way it appears, Onesimus was not a fellow believer, and he maybe did not serve Philemon in a very kind and gentle way. Not a very obedient servant, as I can testify that I have been in the past. But in Onesimus, the way it appears, was not a he did not like to be there, and he wanted to get away. And so he stole some stuff from Philemon, took some stuff to take his journey, and he took off. Yes, in secret, that I don't know if any of his other fellow servants knew about it or not, but he disappeared and left Philemon with a little less than he had before, and definitely without his servant. It appears that in time he showed up where Paul was, and whether he was in bonds at that time or not, but anyhow, he came under the teaching of Paul and became converted through Paul's teaching. As Paul said, that he is my son in the in the spirit, or in the but anyhow, that he was converted through Paul, and he became his Paul's servant, or his not a bond servant, but a minister to him in Christ, to serve him and to to give him service, and Paul was very grateful for that. But as time went on, as it is, reconciliation should take place in a Christian's life, and to make things right where we have maybe wronged other people. And Paul was encouraging Onesimus. Onesimus appeared was maybe hesitant to go back to Philemon for whatever reason. Maybe we'll look into that a little bit more. But Paul was encouraging him to do that, and so he wrote this letter to Philemon to encourage to open up Philemon's heart to accept Onesimus back. And Onesimus, the way it appears, took that letter back to his master and returned there. As far as I know, there's no further saying how he was received or what became of that, but I'm sure it was a reception that should have been. So moving on to, that's a little bit Onesimus, where he was at and what he did. But Philemon, him being a master, when I first, started understanding this book a little bit, looking into it, what was Philemon like? Was he it appeared that he was maybe hard to be entreated, that Paul had to write such a letter as this here to entreat him to accept him back, and not to maybe scourge him, and to treat him kind or roughly. I wondered about that. It calls him his brother, and that he encourages the those in the Lord, Philemon does. And in James it says that those that are in Christ should be easily entreated, the spirit. So I really doubt that Philemon was one that was hard to be entreated, one that was a hard, like that, or also a hard taskmaster like the Egyptians were. I just made me hard to see that. But I wonder, did Onesimus, as many of us, or at least I was, whenever I did things wrong in my past and had to wanted to go back and make reconciliation. My heart, it was a... my flesh said, no, that's not... it's not going to be easy. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to... it's going to be a challenge. And I'm guessing that Onesimus was challenged to go back. He thought that Philemon, he knew what he... he did something wrong. And how is he going to be received? How is he going to be accepted? But I think with the encouragement of Paul, he realized that that it's something that needed to be done, and he was just going to have to take what comes, whether it is being in trouble in whatever way it might be. I really don't think it ended up being that a way. A picture that I've seen was the of Joseph. Whenever he was in Egypt and his brothers came back to him, they knew that they did him wrong. And they were scared what Joseph was going to do. They said before they even realized they were talking to Joseph, they said, we are being punished for what we have done to Joseph. And then after they realized that it was Joseph, and especially whenever their father died, they said, now Joseph is going to get his revenge on us. They were still scared, but the love of God changes that, and it's different. A child of God will accept whenever somebody is repentant and they realize the wrong that they've done. Even if they're not repentant, a child of God will still accept it, and they might not be careful how they receive somebody, but it is a... I think of just the prophets in general in the Old Testament. They came to the people with a hard message, and the people did not receive it. Anyhow, I'll leave that there for there. But one reason that I came to this here a little bit, I've had a in the last couple of weeks, there's a friend of mine who he did some things that a Christian man should have not have done, and as of now he found himself, he's sitting in a county jail because of these things, and that there's, in a sense, he ran away. He left his master, his good master that he had, and now there's consequences. And how how's he going to respond to that? There is he going to be willing to go back and repent for what he done and change his life? And the Lord was always going to be able to accept him. But as I look at some of these things, the way Philemon probably accepted Onesimus back, and how Onesimus's heart was, do I, when somebody does wrong to me, when somebody takes advantage of me, when somebody might, they slander me, or they, all kinds of things, you don't have to live very long and you're going to be taken advantage of or ill-treated or whatever it might be. Am I willing to forgive that person? And am I willing to take him back and to love him and to accept him? Yes, it is always a much more of a blessing if they would repent and have a change of heart. But there's times they're not. There's times they continue in their evil ways. I'm not saying that we should just fully always accept everybody the way they are, but Christ did forgive. He forgave. He loved all the sinners for sure, but he did not just. Yeah, I don't know. I guess he did not, even though they did not repent, they did not receive him for who he was. He was not always just back talking bad about them. He still loved them. He still had a desire for them to bring them to himself. Whenever I see somebody doing wrong, whether it's in the church or out of the church, do I have a desire for reconciliation with that soul? Are they done in my book? Do I just write them off? I guess it's been a burden on my heart, that when people do these things, how do I respond? How do we respond? Go to John chapter 13. This here is after Jesus. He after supper, he got up and he girded himself and he washed the disciples' feet. And after he did that, we'll start in verse 15. It says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture might be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me." That last verse there is what I wanted. He that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. That was Paul's plea to Philemon. He said, receive him as myself. Whenever Christ sends somebody, whenever Christ converts a heart, there are personalities, they can be a little harder to accept than others, but am I willing to accept them, because Christ sent them, and to embrace them as a brother in Christ. And that would be my desire for us all, that we can just continue to grow and to love one another. So I just have a burden for my friend there that he could, that I can continue to accept him and to encourage him into reconciliation and be, that he can find the grace for forgiveness and repentance and a change of heart. So, don't have a lot this morning. I appreciate it. And may the Lord bless you all. Thank you.